Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Just an inside joke, folks. My friend, he knows what I'm talking. So, anyways, today I have a question for you. Do you care about what people think about you? Do you? Well, for me, that's not a simple yes or a simple no. But before we get into that, my buddy and I, we were telling some jokes, and I was like, I wonder if my fans and viewers, they have some of these kind of jokes. He was telling me some fat jokes, and he told me two funny ones. I almost fell out the chair when I heard him, yo. The first one, he said that you're so fat that when you take a shower, your feet don't get wet. I was like, damn, that is fat. If your feet don't get wet when you take a shower, that is like King Kong Bundy side, kabong, kabong, you know what I'm saying? That is really crazy. So, and then the second one, he goes, that you're so fat that when you fall out of bed, you fall off of both sides of the bed. Now, that is big. That's a huge bit, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm straying off topic here. No, for me, it all depends on who you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about a close friend of mine or a family member that I love and a friend that I love or close person that I love, then the answer for me is yes. But everyone else, the answer is no. I could care less. I could care less if you say, oh, look at his hair in this video. Look at his beard. He looks all scruffy and bummy. Ask someone who cares, or tell someone who cares, whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you think. Are you going to pay for my haircut? Are you going to shave me? Even if you did, I would tell you GFY. Another inside joke. But I don't care. See, for me, it's like, you're not living my life. You're not going to tell me what to do. It's just like these black folks who are angry at me because I don't like the Messiah, Obama Husseini. Insane. Anyway, all right, I don't want to get into politics. You know how I could get with that Obama's crap. But for me, I just don't care. I mean, if you're so good at doing a music video, why don't you grab a camera and make a video and do it and edit it and then get it out there? Don't tell me, oh, you shouldn't be in the woods, Ray. Oh, you need some girls shaking their ass, Ray. Oh, this, oh, that. Oh, shut the hell up and let me do what I want to do. If you don't want to watch it, there's the door. So now just shut the hell up and get out of my business. Oh, that's not real rap. Well, go rap yourself. Get your own studio. Pay for studio time, whatever. Make your own rap and then shut the hell up. That's all I'm saying. If you could do it better, go ahead, by all means. This is a free country. Until Obama gets his stuff going. But it's a free country. Go ahead, do it. No one's stopping you. So for me, yes, if I'm chilling with a close friend and he goes, oh man, Ray, what the hell is wrong with you today? You like spending like a mofongo. I don't know what a mofongo is. I'm just making a word up. I would be crushed by that. But if some stranger or someone that I don't even care about say, yo, you smell like mofongo, I'd be like, mofongo my balls, F you. You know, it's a different, I just wouldn't care less. So for me, it depends on who is telling me this. If it's a close friend or best friend or family member, or if I'm single now, if I had a girl, or if it was a girlfriend telling me that, then it would affect me. But, I guess I could say my fans, they're considered under my, I somewhat care about what they say. And the haters, no, I don't care. They're under the category of, that's too bad. You don't like the video, that's too bad. No one's making you watch. No one's putting a gun to your head saying, watch Ray, watch him, pay him some money, donate money, help him out. No one's telling you to do that. You know what I'm saying? So just don't watch it. That's my take on it. So what do you think? I would really like to know. Give me a call and tell me what you think. Oh no. And this is another thing. For me, I used to be real brutally honest. do you think something is wrong with being brutally honest? I mean, let's say, for instance, this chick, she's digging you, and you know she likes you, but she's just not your type, and you're like, you know it's not your type, so, I mean, do you not say anything to her, or do you give her the hint like, listen, chick, you know you're not my type, you know what the type of girls are like. So hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. I'm being silly. Today was a really crazy day. Today, I don't know about your part of the country or the United States, but in New England, in Connecticut, we had some snow, and I hate the snow. I just can't stand it. So it was a slippery day driving on the road, and you almost lost Ray Dog today, I gotta tell you. This tractor trailer, he was trying to back up, and he got stuck, so he went forward, and so I thought that I could go by, so I tried to squeeze by, and I got stuck. Then he started backing up. I was like, oh my God, I'm honking my horn. Stop, you idiot, you're gonna crush me, stop it. I'm just honking my horn. I was thinking about abandoning the car, but thank goodness that this lady, thank God, she saw me about to be crushed. She blowed her horn, and the guy saw her, and he stopped inches away from crushing me. Man, dang, that was just crazy. But anyway, I hate. Do you hate when you lose your train of thought? What the hell was I saying? So, I mean, do you just brutally honestly tell the girl, look, you're definitely not my type, it's nothing to do with you or anything, you got a great personality or whatever, but you're just not my type, and I don't know, or should you just not do anything? I prefer to say, look, baby, you're not my type, you ain't gonna get with me. I'm being silly, like, alright, so yeah, that contest went over pretty well. Well, my part of the contest went over pretty well. I'm thankful for all the thank you letters I've been getting, and there's still more going out. So if you sent into that contest, don't worry, it'll be sent out by the 15th. As far as the other one goes with the winner date, yo, Connecticut girls, if you're watching, turn away from the camera because you're about to get this. They really are. Come on, Nuss. I know there's a many Connecticut guys who could back this up. They are really just stuck up and snobby, and they're not that outgoing. So, obviously, I knew that the contest, as far as that goes, with winning the date with Ray Dog, if we were in a different town or country, or not country, state, if we were in a different state, then it would be a different story, but I already knew that it was going to be a flop. And one chick, which I don't believe it's actually a chick, I think it's someone playing games with me, applied for it. First she goes, oh, we want to go to Dave Buster's, and whatever the hell that is, so I had to look it up because I never heard of Dave Buster's. Come to find out it's some sort of Chuck E. Cheese for adults. And there's not even any located in Connecticut. The closest one is New York. So this girl, I told her she unofficially won the contest. Gave her my digits and stuff. Said, give me a call. That was Monday. Today is Wednesday. No call. Bring, bring. Hello, anyone there? Bring, bring. No. But I always trust your instincts. You know how I always say trust your instincts? Well, my instincts say that this person is full of crap, and it's someone playing games. They have a hidden agenda like Obama, but no skin off my back. I could care less, really. Yeah, I think that you shouldn't really give a crap what people think about you, as long as you're happy with yourself and your inner folks are happy with you. But even if your inner folks are not happy with you, you should, as long as you're happy with yourself, you should say F them. See, for me, I can't. I deeply care about what my friends and loved ones and close friends think about me. If I'm crushed, if they think negative of me, oh man, that crushes me. But everyone else, it doesn't really bother me at all. The haters, you know, people on the street that I don't know or whatever, it doesn't bother me none. The media making fun of me, none of that bothers me. Just my inner circle, close circle, that's it. They're the ones that I care about and I love, and those are the ones, those are the things that will bother me. But everyone else, so what? Who cares? Bye-bye. See ya. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I almost didn't make it here, folks, today to do a random thoughts. I was almost minced meat. I was about to be crushed. So thank that lady. I don't know who she was, but thank you for being there, and thank you for getting that tractor trailer. I hate tractor trailers. I really do. I mean, yeah, I like that they deliver different things for us that we need to survive in everyday life, but they just drive like assholes. Excuse me, that I really don't like the way how they drive. They're just idiots. So I don't care if I offended any tractor trailer drivers. Screw them all. You almost killed me today, and F you. Until next time, keep watching those videos.